It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Senate is back in session, and the Democrats are wasting no time. With pressure mounting to pass two vital bills reinforcing voting rights, a group of them introducing the new Freedom to Vote Act on Tuesday. It's a pared-down version of the For the People Act that already passed the House earlier this year, but was blocked by a filibuster in the Senate. The Washington Post is reporting that the new bill retains most of the significant parts of the original, including mandating national minimum standards for early voting and vote by mail, establishing Election Day as a national holiday, and creating new disclosure requirements for dark money groups that are not now required to disclose their donors. But it cuts some other important parts in an effort to placate conservadem Joe Manchin. Negotiations also continue on the reconciliation bill. The latest proposal would raise the top income tax rate for those making over $400,000 a year, among other changes. More to come. Here we go again. This time it's Nicholas who made landfall on the Texas Gulf Coast early Tuesday morning as a Category 1 hurricane, bringing potentially life-threatening flooding from storm surge and heavy rainfall, hitting much of the same area that Harvey decimated just a few years ago. It's expected to move across parts of the upper Texas Gulf Coast into far southwestern Louisiana, threatening more rain in some areas still recovering from Hurricane Ida. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency. President Biden on Monday made a last-minute appeal to California voters to back Governor Gavin Newsom in Tuesday's recall election. Biden praised Newsom and called leading Republican candidate Larry Elder, quote, the clone of Donald Trump. Biden said the election could determine the nation's direction on issues that were at the center of his 2020 election victory over Trump, such as the pandemic, reproductive rights, and the fight against climate change. Voters are asked whether Newsom should be recalled, and if so, who should replace him. The latest polls show Newsom is favored by a pretty wide margin to keep his job. And go figure, a website connected to Elder is already online claiming election fraud resulted in a Newsom win. They can't even wait until all the votes are in? This is their new strategy. Every time they lose, they just claim it's fraud and they actually won? Lovely. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday testified before the House Foreign Affairs Committee and defended President Biden's handling of the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We inherited a deadline. We did not inherit a plan.
Blinken said if Biden hadn't kept Trump's promise to leave, Taliban forces would have resumed attacks on American and allied forces. Democrats on committees investigating the withdrawal and the Taliban's return to power say they want to broaden the focus to include mistakes made under both Republican and Democratic presidents alike. The fence that surrounded the Capitol in the weeks after the January 6th insurrection is going back up again, temporarily, as again, a bunch of these people descend on D.C. for a protest supporting those arrested on January 6th for, trying to obstruct the election process, storm the Capitol, hang the vice president, you know, things that tourists typically do, right? Authorities are warning everyone just to stay home on Saturday the 18th, as anything can happen. And in what's bound to be a related story, U.S. Capitol Police on Monday arrested a California man near the Democratic National Committee headquarters in D.C. Inside his Dodge Dakota pickup truck, he had a bayonet and a machete, along with a swastika and other white supremacist symbols painted on it. It also had a picture of an American flag where a license plate should have been. The suspect is 44-year-old Donald Craighead. He was charged with possession of prohibited weapons. He reportedly told police he was, quote, on patrol, and he began talking about white supremacist ideology and other rhetoric pertaining to white supremacy, according to the Capitol Police Chief. A new Morning Consult Politico poll shows 58% of participants said that they support the White House's latest vaccination mandate for companies with more than 100 employees, saying that Biden's vaccine policy will reduce nationwide COVID-19 infection rates and increase vaccinations. Of course, there was a sharp partisan split, with 80% of Democrats supporting the mandate, along with just 33% of Republicans. On the other side, 66% of Republicans said they considered a federal vaccine mandate to be a violation of their rights. 67% of Democrats said they believe such policies actually protect their rights. The delusional man occupying Florida's governor's office, Ron DeSantis, is throwing another hissy fit. Now he's threatening to penalize cities and counties that require employees to be vaccinated, despite the fact that cases in Florida have skyrocketed to about 15,000 a day this month. How is he going to penalize them? By fining them $5,000 per employee told they had to get vaccinated. Oh, please. And finally, the annual display of garish opulence and pomposity, the ridiculous Met Gala, returned Monday night with a lot of obscenely wealthy people strutting their stuff. The theme this year was American independence. Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney wore a gown of purple, white, and gold, the colors of the suffrage movement, emblazoned with messages reading ERA yes and equal rights for women. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wore a beautiful white gown scrawled with a bright red message on the back intended for the other attendees that read simply, tax the rich. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. And please click on that donate button.